running backs don't get the respect they once did. And I suppose that's fair. This is, after all, a quarterback's league, and they don't pay those guys all that money to hand the ball off. Still, though, there will always be a place for a game-changing running back. And in this draft, there are at least two. Georgia's Todd Gurley has elite speed and size. He carries 225 pounds on a well-balanced frame. And if you watched the Bulldogs the last 2 years, you saw how fast he moves. He's big, fast, and strong, and might be mentioned among the top 10 prospects had he not torn knee ligaments last November. That he runs with the kind of power and balance that has people comparing him to Marshawn Lynch might say enough.
I'm an aggressive runner, you know, and you can tell Marshawn's aggressive running. I'm not nowhere like Marshawn, not yet, trying to get on his level, but I'm a very, you know, play with a lot of energy, you know, passion, and, you know, I don't like to go down at all.
The folks in Athens loved what he brought on the field and off, where they praised his character and leadership. It's pretty much the same story in Madison, Wisconsin, where Melvin Gordon ran for 29 touchdowns last fall. Gordon isn't the power runner Gurley is, but he's explosive through the holes and rarely gets knocked backwards. He's a home run hitter with excellent vision and the patience to let blockers get the job done in front of him.
Some people think you could replace running backs, but good running backs you can't replace. You know, and that's just how I feel, and that's just the mindset you got to have. You know, you got to be one of those backs that aren't replaceable. You know, that's kind of the mindset you have to come in with, because, you know, at this level, they'll find someone to replace you quick, obviously.
Gordon served in schools as a youth football coach and at a homeless shelter in Wisconsin, where he is highly regarded for his selflessness on and off the field. This draft class has depth and width to it. So whether you're looking for an Amir Abdullah or Duke Johnson-type runner who's in the mold of a Maurice Jones-Drew, or a bigger guy like Tevin Coleman from Indiana with a little more size, it's likely you'll get your guy. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher joins us now for more analysis on the running back position. So here's the key word, priority, in this question.
Right.
Is running back a priority for the Jaguars with Denard Robinson, who Dave Caldwell said had upside, and Toby Gerhardt?
Well, I think it's... And you got to put Bernard Pierce in there, too, because I don't think he's necessarily out of that equation. It's a priority. The question is, how big a priority? Is it a priority enough where you're trying desperately to get up to 13 or 14 in the first round to get one in that second spot? I don't know. Is it a priority enough to want to go up four or five spots if a Melvin Gordon or a Todd Gurley is there? Might be a priority in that case. So you've got to, you know, you have to put a parameter on it. But I think they definitely want a running back in some capacity out of this draft.
Do you think if they can't get the guy that they like, if Melvin Gordon isn't available to them, or if they're in later rounds and they don't see the guy they want, are they okay at running back with what they have, or does that become a problem?
Well, first off, I think there are enough backs in this draft where if they truly want a running back, I think they'll be able to get one second, third, fourth, somewhere that they think has the ability to start. But I think the improvement out of the running game is going to come as much from the offensive line improving. So, yeah, they can improve because the expectation is, especially with Parnell on the outside now, that they should improve as a running offensive line, which should improve the whole thing.
All right, more to come. Defensive tackles and defensive ends to round out draft position preview. We're almost there, folks.